To be carnally minded means to be controlled and dominated by the flesh nature. To be spiritually minded means to be possessed and governed by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, of what mind are you? Do you find a warfare going on within yourself? If so, do not be discouraged nor think that you are inferior to other Christians. Even the great Apostle Paul wrote of such a warfare in his life. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, that spiritual warfare, of which he reports in Romans chapter 7, is experienced in every Christian. But that does not solve our problem, for how can we gain victory over the depravity that we feel in our natures? The answer is set out in part in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 8, in which Paul discusses deliverance from carnality. Let us investigate these verses and let God teach us the way to spiritual victory. First, there are two principles of life by which a person may live. They are indicated in Romans chapter 8, verse 5, as minding the things of the flesh and the things of the Spirit. Now you will notice that Spirit has a capital S, indicating that the Holy Spirit of God is meant and not the natural spirit of a person. Some people are after the flesh and some are after the Spirit. That is, some follow the desires of and are habitually governed, controlled, and dominated by one influence and others by the other influence. Now, what is the flesh of which the apostle writes and which he seems to condemn? I find five primary usages of the term flesh in the King James Version of the Bible. In Genesis 2:21, it means the soft substance of the human body. In Genesis 2:24, it means the intimate and enduring relationship established by a man and a woman in the marriage union. In Genesis 6:3, it means all the animal creation which must breathe air through the nostrils in order to live. In John 1:14, it means the material and natural person as distinguished from that which is immaterial and spiritual. But by far, the most common usage of the term flesh in the New Testament is to refer to the unrenewed part of human nature. It is that part of a person which is the seat of sin and the basis of Satan's temptation of Christians. And that is the meaning of flesh in Romans chapter 8. By Spirit is meant the Holy Spirit of God. Every contact we have with God is by the Holy Spirit. He who is right with God is living in the realm of the Spirit. Second, there are two courses of life which the Christian may lead. One is to walk after and to mind the flesh. The other is to walk after and to mind the Holy Spirit. Now, what does it mean to walk after? It means to follow, to be influenced, to obey the desires of the flesh or of the Spirit. And what does it mean to mind? It means to think with, agree with, give the entire bent of thought and feeling and motive, to submit the whole inner being to a person or influence. He who minds the flesh gives his best thinking to the things with which the flesh is concerned. His mind dwells on the carnal, agrees with the carnal. His evaluation agrees with the principle of the flesh and is fashioned according to the unregenerate nature. But to mind the Spirit is the exact opposite. All one's powers of thinking, understanding, and action are under the control of the Holy Spirit. A person's reasoning grows out of what he is. The whole bent of his life, the whole tendency of his actions is influenced by that which actuates him. A deliberate setting of one's plans and will on a certain thing is his minding that thing and walking after it. The Christian has a choice whether he lives by the flesh or by the Spirit. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, as Paul writes in Galatians 5. Third, There are two consequences which are determined by the two courses of conduct. Verse 6 of Romans says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, to be carnally minded means to be controlled and dominated by the flesh nature. To be spiritually minded means to be possessed and governed by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, each distinct course of life has a definite end. The end of the life lived in the flesh is one tragic thing, death. That means spiritual death, eternal death, separation from God. Such a person indicates by his life that he is unsaved and headed for the eternal destiny of the unregenerate. But the end of the life lived in the Spirit is twofold, life and peace. The life is the result of and blessing of relationship with God. The Spirit indwells the believer and assures him of constant and unceasing relationship with God. The result is the power of dynamic life and a blessed grace of peace in the heart. Now, which is the course of life that you are following? Fourth, there is one explanation for the difference in the two courses of life. Romans 8:7 says, the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Consider that term, enmity. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It means more than inability. It is actual hostility. It's not a mere failure to serve God. It is contempt for God. It's not just what one does, it is what one is. The term is not a verb, it's a noun. Now, such a spirit is not subject to the authority and government of God. It does not arrange itself in willing submission and obedience to Him. It lives in permanent revolt in attitude and action toward the holiness of God. The two courses of life are different because the nature which produces one is different from the nature which produces the other. And fifth, there is one conclusion to be drawn. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. To be in the flesh is the same as to be after the flesh. It speaks of abiding union, controlling influence. The matter would be hopeless were it not for the statement which follows, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But you can have the victory. You need no longer to live under the domination of physical passions. You who cry out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death, can respond in the words of Holy Scripture, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Knowing the truth of it, enter into the good of it right now. Submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Ask Him to forgive your sins and to live in you by His indwelling Spirit. He will, and victory will be yours. Father, we're so conscious of the demands of the flesh nature, and we have experienced the battle within. Oh, how it encourages us to know that victory is assured when we commit the issue to our Lord and Savior. So grant that many today may do so and know the joy which comes in Christian victory. And we say, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.